Here are the latest headlines for Newcastle. I'm Bobby Jackson. Newcastle brothers Sean and Matty Longstaff are in the process of changing agents in a bid to sort out their futures. The midfield duo's Newcastle careers are in doubt, particularly that of younger sibling Matty, who's out of contract in the summer and free to talk to clubs on the continent. The 19-year-old made a match-winning debut for the club against Manchester United in October, before following it up with a goal in the reverse fixture at Old Trafford on Boxing Day. Manager Steve Bruce has said he hopes the midfielder makes a football decision over a financial one, but although talks have taken place for months, there is no current concrete offer on the table for the teenager. And now both Matty and Sean have taken steps to switch representative in a bid to resolve their futures, whether that is at Newcastle or elsewhere. Moving on, and legend Alan Shearer has issued Joe Linton and other Premier League strikers advice on how they can follow in his footsteps by becoming a great striker. The Magpies hero still stands as the highest scoring Premier League player of all time, with a monstrous tally of 260, with Tottenham striker Harry Kane having the best chance of dethroning him, but still a long way off, currently sitting on 136. Newcastle's current record signing, Joe Linton, hasn't been able to follow in the footsteps of Shearer, struggling for goals on a regular basis in the league. Well, Shearer said it's a drug in terms of when you get that feeling of seeing the ball hit the back of the net and seeing the crowd, you want to do it again and again. I would say it's 50% ability and 50% that. That's what makes the difference. You've got someone with great ability, but have they got the attitude, the work ethic to make yourself get up there? And finally, Newcastle are looking to tie up a permanent deal for Danny Rose. The left-back is currently on loan from Tottenham. Reports claim Tottenham are willing to sell the player for a realistic fee. Meanwhile, the 29-year-old is thought to be happy with his return to the northeast of England. It will be interesting to see, though, if the transfer goes ahead at the end of the season. That's all for now. We'll have more later.